بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اذا شارف اول الشيخ اول رومي وقت تبريز دور از شاہ حکیم محمد اقتصاب نور اللہ مرکزہ الکلام ٹائٹل از یہ زمین جیسے ہے آسمان میں جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جامے ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جامے جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں آپ کا سنگ در اور میرا سر آپ کا سنگ در اور میرا سر حاصل زندگی ہے جہاں میں حاصل زندگی ہے جہاں میں دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جہاں میں جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں سارے عالم کی لذت سمت کر سارے عالم کی لذت سمت کر آ گئی ہے تیرے آستاں میں آ گئی ہے تیرے آستاں میں لذت ذکر حق اللہ اللہ لذت ذکر حق اللہ اللہ اور کیا لطف آہو فغاں میں اور کیا لطف آہو فغاں میں دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جامے جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں کیا کہوں قرب سجدہ کا عالم کیا کہوں قرب سجدہ کا عالم کیا کہوں قرب سجدہ کا عالم یہ زمین جیسے ہے آسمان میں یہ زمین جیسے ہے آسمان میں جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں برق گرنا مگر رخ بدل کر برق گرنا مگر رخ بدل کر آہ سنتا ہوں میں آشیاں میں آہ سنتا ہوں میں آشیاں میں عالم غیب کا یہ کرم ہے عالم غیب کا یہ کرم ہے چشم بینا دیا قلب و جامے چشم بینا دیا قلب و جامے دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جامے در سے تسلیم و خون و تمنا در سے تسلیم خون و تمنا ہے نہاں عشق کی داستاں میں ہے نہاں عشق کی داستاں میں لذت قرب بے انتہا کو لذت قرب بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر زباں میں کس طرح لائے اختر زباں میں جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں لذت ذکر حق اللہ اللہ اور کیا لطف آہو فغاں میں درس تسلیم و خون و تمنا ہے نہاں عشق کی داستاں میں جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem, or rather a beautiful bayan of our Shaykh, may Allah let us listen to it with the ears of the heart as well, and try and develop this reach where Hazrat has written here, we try and reach there inshallah. Ye zameen jaise hai aasma mein. A person reaches that stage that as though this earth is in the heavens. In other words, you have reached the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. That closeness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is required, you have found that closeness. So this is what we have to work for, to try and have that contact with Allah Ta'ala, that we, as though we have, أَنْتَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, to worship Allah Ta'ala as though you have seen Allah Ta'ala. And that is by the signs of Allah, the closeness of Allah, and when a person gets even one sajda like that, but that closeness, and he feels in his heart that closeness of Allah Ta'ala, then it is like he's out of this world. And he is by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to work for that. And of course, this is not some imaginary condition. May Allah grant us the reality, inshallah. Jisse hai aap khush is jahan mein. Oh Allah, with that person with whom you are happy. A person with whom Allah Ta'ala is happy, وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں. That person day and night is in a garden, is in the garden of Jannah. Clear? If Allah is happy with you, what is the condition of your heart? How you will feel that closeness, that happiness, and that contentment with Allah Ta'ala? And as Hazrat explains further, that rada or taslim, to submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. When a person reaches that condition, then whether it was the great Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the great Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, outwardly they went through what difficulty, but inwardly they had complete contentment and happiness. Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, ill for so many years, but inwardly completely content. Or Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years giving da'wat. The people giving them so much of taklif, so much of trouble. In Taif, how they treated Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam, but inside, total happiness. The outward condition, we are not to see inwardly how they were happy. So with whom Allah is happy, that person has accepted and he surrenders to Allah, and Allah gives him that inward great joy and happiness. Dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, Hazrat says that seeing the tear, and if a person hasn't reached their spell, not difficult, very quickly you can reach that, just shed some tears of sorrow. That why did I go against the commands of Allah? Why did I break the laws of Allah Ta'ala? And be sorrowful of that. And Allah seeing that, abre rahmat ki barish hai jaam hai. Then Allah Ta'ala sent the clouds of mercies of Allah Ta'ala in the whole world. When one person makes tawbah, sincere tawbah, Allah becomes extremely happy. And Allah sends His rahmat in the world. آپ کے سنگ در اور میرا سر. Oh Allah, your threshold and my head. That is, a person be in sajda, or he be at multazam, or be he at hatim, wherever, and but he's connected with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Hasil zindagi hai jahan mein. This is the sum total of for what Allah has sent us in this world. That is, firstly, we have to make fix our aim and object of this world, and that is the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Many of us, perhaps, we haven't even thought of that. We thought we just came here, we have to make a living, we have to live our lives. Now we got children, we have to grow them up, we have to put them online, on course, etc. And we didn't realize that there is something much more greater. Perhaps we have realized it's akhirat we have to prepare for, and we have to make our jannah, save ourselves from jahannam. That is also very good, but more greater than that is to find the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who finds the pleasure of Allah is in jannah in this world already. Allah is so pleased with him. For the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah declared radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Allah was pleased with them, they were pleased with Allah Ta'ala. If a person can have that condition. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh once requested dua from Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh that, oh Allah, grant me permanent rida, permanently your happiness. Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh said, no, dua is not like that. Dua is, oh Allah, grant me your full and complete and perfect rida. And that once Allah becomes happy with a person, then Allah doesn't become unhappy with that. So you don't have to ask for it permanently, just that Allah be happy. There is also different that if Allah is not happy with you, still you may be making ibadat, everything, and you might be thinking Allah is happy with me. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, some person like this may even in his namaz, his heart will incline a lot also. But Allah was shaitan, how much ibadat he made. There is a span of earth there where he didn't make sajda. The earth, before insan came on the earth, the jinnat were occupying the earth. And shaitan is the leader of all the jinnat, and he made ibadat everywhere. And so much ibadat that he was now put with the malaika. But all that period he was rejected by Allah. He wasn't accepted by Allah. So we have to have that fear also all the time. It is written that when shaitan finally Allah announced his rejection and threw him out, then Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, same game. They just became stunned. They just stood for whatever period, Allah alone knows what long period. So Allah asked, why are you people standing like that, shocked like that? They said that we thought, what of shaitan? And we don't know who can be a rejected person in your court. And the time comes and when you are thrown out, then Allah Ta'ala said, stay like that. Have that fear all the time. Never feel that I am a very close one of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, etc. And we find even by buzurgs, how many people who were so close, the person who used to write down Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's bayan, as Maulana spoke in Urdu, he wrote it in Arabic immediately. So close, but afterwards it was a different story. So a person has to have that fear also all the time. And but with whom Allah is actually happy, and that is what we must ask. That Allah be happy with us and be perfectly happy with us. Then Allah never becomes Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, that person might commit sin also, but Allah will give tawfiq of making tawbah. And he will come close to Allah again. So what we require and what we have to ask of Allah, that Allah be pleased with us. And perfect happiness that Allah grants us. Which is in the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaaka wal jannah also. Allahumma arzina warza anna. That is also a dua. Oh Allah, you keep us happy, you be pleased with us. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna laka. Oh Allah, you be ours and make us yours. These duas we should try and make regularly also. Sare alam ki lazzat simat kar. All the enjoyments of the world contracted and came in one places. Aa gayi hai tere aasta mein. All that enjoyment have come when a person is at the threshold of Allah, is by Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that, that a person doesn't find enjoyment in anything else. Food also, his rest also, his sleep also, where he finds enjoyment is just when he is with Allah. Duas, zikr, namaz, sajda, may Allah make it that we find our enjoyment there. Today we find our enjoyment in so many other things. May Allah save us, our enjoyment for many of us perhaps, that only in haram things we find enjoyment. In halal, we don't seem to find enjoyment. So this is what we have to work for, that in the service of Allah, the ibadat of Allah, the zikr of Allah, that is where we find enjoyment. And Hazrat spells it out, لَذَّةِ ذِكْرِ حَقْ Allah, Allah. Now what is the great enjoyment of making the zikr of Allah all the time? Which one bird, Hazrat says, it makes all the time the zikr, حَقْ تَعَالَى حق تعالى. If we listen, you'll see it is really like that. So that great enjoyment of the zikr of Allah. Or kya lutf aho fughame. And what enjoyment in crying and pleading in front of Allah Ta'ala. The Allah has put enjoyment. Otherwise in crying, who says there is enjoyment in crying? But ask those people whose tears flow in front of Allah. And how everyone, even who ours, our tears don't flow, but we desire it. We long for it. We wanted that it must happen, that your heart must connect with Allah Ta'ala. And your tears just flow in front of Allah Ta'ala. Kya kahu qurbe sajda ka alam. What to say of that sajda that a person is by Allah Ta'ala. And he's put his head down and he is out of this world, oblivious of everything. And he's with Allah Ta'ala. Ye zameen jaise hai aasmaan mein. It is as though this earth is in the heavens. Like now, I've reached by the arsh of Allah. I've reached by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Barf girna magar rukh badal kar. Lightning fall, but don't fall on the nest. Just move away from the nest. Sunta hu main, aashiya main. I am hearing the there in the nest. That is the person who is in Allah's ibadat. And when, if Allah's hardship, difficulty comes, oh Allah, save that person who is engaged in your ibadah, who is busy talking with you, etc., who is with you, save him from that. Alam-e ghaib ka ye karam hai, and this is the great kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Chashme beena diya, qalb-o jaame, that Allah Ta'ala has given eyes that can see in the heart and in the body also. That is, and very, very fortunate are those people whose eyes Allah has opened. Otherwise, a person, for example, he only makes Jummah namaz and he feels I'm a perfect Muslim. His eyes are not open. A person makes 5 times namaz and he feels I'm a perfect person. But he's involved in many other gunas also, and there are so many gunas that we are involved in that we don't know. Fortunate are those people who know about their gunas. Otherwise, a person, he's got pride in him, he doesn't know. He's backbiting and he's happy, he's amusing people, talking bad about people. Sometimes you are giving a bayan, but you are backbiting. One alim says that a person in his bayan, he's saying that how the woman are dressed so badly and he actually describes them. He's taking enjoyment in that. And making other people take enjoyment in that. All that, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali said, what you want to make alive, speak of that. So you want good things to come alive, speak of the good things. The things you don't, you want must get finished, don't speak about it. They will get finished. But how many times we get caught up in all these things, in our discussions we talk so much about all things, etc. So various ways, and a person is, and the worst part is a person is in guna and he thinks I'm in sawab. I'm doing good. For example, we find many places, many masjids also. Unfortunately, Allah save us all. As the person is making his sunnahs before Faraz Namaz, sunnahs after Faraz Namaz or Nafil, but he stands right at the back and make. Now, people want to cross. People are coming in. People want to go out. Now, they have to go right. And sometimes there isn't place behind him also. So now he has put people to difficulty. In his mind, I'm making great ibadat, I'm making namaz. But in the meantime, a person is reading Quran Sharif loudly. He's disturbing somebody, forget namaz, even sleep we are not supposed to disturb with our Quran Sharif tilawat. We are happy, I'm making tilawat of Quran Sharif. But actually, we are perhaps in guna. There are so many such things. So, if the eyes of the heart get open, and a person starts seeing his fault. A poet says, it was my hobby to look at the faults of other people. Until my eyes fell on my own fault, then I had no time to look at the faults of other people. If a person starts seeing his own fault, he'll be so engaged and engrossed in removing his fault that he won't see the faults of other people. This does not mean that we don't make effort of deen, we don't talk about the right things, but we talk so that our faults can go off. Darse taslim wa khoon tamanna. The lesson of surrendering yourself to Allah Ta'ala. Or khoon tamanna, and your desires that you have, to break your desires. All your haram that you have, desires that you have, that you break those desires completely. This is a great thing. Hey, niha, ishq ki daasta mein. These things are hidden in the story of love. And in the love of Allah, to claim it is very easy. Everyone can claim the love of Allah, but there are two main things here that Hazrat refers to, that if you have that love of Allah, one is darse taslim. That you surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever condition He keeps you in, you are happy in that condition. The malaika who serve in Jahannam, Zabaniya, they are the malaika who serve in Jahannam. And the azab of Jahannam doesn't affect them at all. Like you have a warden in a jail. He's working in the jail, but all that humility and all the things which are there. Previously there was corporal punishment in the jails also, hard labor also. He's working there, but he doesn't suffer all that. So these malaika, they don't suffer anything in Jahannam. But of course, the fire is there, it doesn't harm them. But to see the fire, everything, to see the people and to hear them screaming and suffering, it is not easy all that. And there are other malaika who are in Jannah. They have the beautiful, cool breezes of Jannah. They see the beautiful faces of Jannah. So, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, if these malaika of Jahannam, if Allah has to ask them, you are there in Jahannam, are you happy you are there? Or you want to be transferred to Jannah? He says they will answer, Ya Allah, where you keep us and you are happy where, and you are happy in what you have kept us. That is our Jannah. Whether we are in Jahannam, if you are happy, we are in Jannah. And if we are in Jannah, but you are unhappy with us, that is Jahannam for us. So that a person has to reach. And that is why continuous effort. Our zikr, our coming for majalis, dua, asking for dua of pious people, this concern and this fikr that a person has. A person wants to pass an exam, all the time he's making effort. And he's waking, he's staying awake at night, and he's studying, and he's finding out from people, I don't understand this, I don't understand that. And he's asking for du'as, he's making du'as himself also. Like that, for the real success, we also have to work like that. لَذَّةِ قُرْبِ بِإِنْتِحَاكُ The enjoyment of this closeness of Allah Ta'ala, which is unlimited discloseness. In other words, there is no saturation point in the love of Allah Ta'ala. How much you want to Allah is unlimited. And so the love of Allah will also be unlimited. Kis tarah lahe akhtar zubaan hai. How can one explain it ever? The love of Allah is not like that person who got married and after a few days wife is seeing him, he's studying the marriage certificate very intensely. So she asks, what's wrong? He says, I'm looking for the expiry date. So the love of Allah, no expiry date in that. And there is no saturation point there. It just carries on and on and on. May Allah put us on that line and take us in that love of Allah. And till we are not there to beg of Allah all the time, that Ya Allah, you put us on that line and make us realize that we have to find your love. And that is the greatest thing to find, which Allah, the greatest enjoyment of Jannat will be when Allah will declare, I'm pleased with you. Jannatis will be pleased with Allah. And the greatest enjoyment of Jannat, Allah declared it for all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. May Allah put the utmost respect, utmost love of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in our hearts. And let nobody ever cast any doubts or anything about the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us that complete love of Rasul, of the Sahaba and of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this kitab, Tarbiyat-e Ashiqan-e Khuda, the questions and answers the people asked Hazrat. One further question, this person, we were reading the questions he had put. میرے ایک دوست نے مجھے بتایا کہ ہر مہینے کے آخر میں فلا مولا کے مسجد میں درود شریف پڑھا جاتا ہے. اس نے مجھے وہاں چلنے کی دعوت دی. One friend of mine informed me that a certain مولانا in a certain masjid has a gathering of reciting درود شریف. And he has requested me also to join him. So this is, whether it is Durood Sharif, whether it is any other gathering, should a person attend there or not. So Hazrat writes, Sab buzurgo ki azmat wa ihtiram dil mein ho. Have respect and honor for all the great buzurgs, for all those ulama who are on righteousness. Have respect for them and honor for them in your heart. Lekin zikr o azkar ki jo taadat shaykh muqarrar kar de. But you have the zikr which the shaykh fixes for a person. How much he says you must do? Badun mashura usse, without making mashura with him, ziyada barhana munasib nahi. To do more than that is not advisable. What your shaykh has advised you, do that. Buzurgo ne farmaya hai, buzurgs have written and said, ke ek dar pakar lo aur mazbooti se pakar lo. Catch hold of one door and hold it firmly. A rolling stone gathers no moss. Ek doctor se ilaj karate hain, mukhtalif doctoron se nahi. When you take treatment also, you take treatment of one doctor. He said don't mix the treatment of a doctor and hakim also. You do the one. Don't mix it. So like that, when a person, and buzurgs have said, other ulama buzurgs come, they have bayan. When we listen also, then meditate that the benefit you are getting through your sheikh, you are getting the benefit. He's speaking, you are sitting in his gathering, but your benefit is coming through via your sheikh. In this way, a person will keep on benefiting. Doesn't mean we don't go and sit in other buzurgs' company, etc. That is a very high level, a person who has got so much nisbat and ta'alluq with his sheikh. Like Hazrat Mir Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, he just could not listen to anyone else. A person who has that nisbat, that is different. But a person who hasn't got that, is by all means, he's permitted to benefit, read kitabs also. But a person can get also very confused. Like for example, one Shaykh, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he's like a strict, what we will say. He's hard on his life. On the other hand, Hazrat Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, very soft. So then if you read this buzur, you'll have objection on that buzur. And when you read that buzur, you'll have objection on this buzur. So a person like that, his doubts are going to linger in his, and that is on which shaitan, he makes a person that you haven't got aqidat, you haven't got that conviction, then you don't benefit also. Not from this side, not from that side. And unfortunately, there are those friends that sometimes they complain about this share, sometimes they complain about this share. There are those, now they want to become bayat here, tomorrow they want to become bayat there. All the time then a person is just moving around it. And a person doesn't get direction. So a person has to be careful in that field. The next question, حضرت درود شریف پڑھنے میں دقت ہوتی ہے. حضرت ان ریسائٹنگ درود شریف آئی ایم ہیونگ ڈیفیکلٹی. دیٹ از اے پرسن سم پیپل دے ہیو ڈیفیکلٹی. قرآن شریف دا ہارٹ از ناٹ ان اٹ. ذکر دا ہارٹ از ناٹ ان درود شریف. ہی سیز حضرت سیز اس دھیان سے پڑھے. وین یو ریڈ یور درود شریف ریڈ اٹ ود دس ان مائنڈ کہ روزہ مبارک کے سامنے کھڑے ہو کر درود پڑھ رہا ہوں. That I'm standing in front of the Rozai Mubarak and I'm reading my Durood Sharif. And yeah, when you do it with this meditation, no, God is going to chase you away also. There you got that worry all the time that, Yalla Shaykh, Yalla, Chalo, Chalo. When you read like this, you don't have to worry. No, God is going to push you away and send you away. You can read as long as you want to. And those of us who complain that they chase us away there, then, yeah, why don't we read? Nobody's chasing us away. Sit with respect and that I'm, and meditate. I'm sitting at the feet side of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm reading Durood Sharif. I'm standing in front of Rozai Mubarak. And then I'm reading Durood Sharif. But of course, with this, don't say the words, Ya Rasulullah. Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not present here. We read our normal Durood, but that I'm present at Rozai Mubarak. ہمارے گھر میں کچھ بے دینی کا ماحول ہے. سیز ان آور ہاؤس دے آر تھنگس ویچ آر کنٹرری ٹو دین. ٹی وی والا ماحول ہے. دس ٹی وی والدہ اور بہنیں پردہ نہیں کرتے. مائی مدر اینڈ سسٹرز ڈونٹ آبزرو پردہ. اور میرے والد کا انتقال ہو چکا ہے. اینڈ مائی فادر ہیز پاسڈ اوے. اور میں گھر میں بڑا ہوں. اینڈ آئی ایم دا بگ پرسن ان دا ہاؤس. واٹ شوڈ آئی ڈو؟ There's a condition there of bedini in the house. Hazrat writes, right? Inko Juma ya Peer ki majlis mein yaha laya kare. The majlis which takes place by Hazrat on a, which used to take place on a, still it takes place on a Friday and Monday. And there is provision for ladies also. So don't force them and don't nag at them. Just tell them to come to the majlis. As they will listen regularly, their hearts will change. Deen ki baatein sunti rahe. سنتی رہے گی. When they will keep on listening to the talks of deen, تو انشاءاللہ تعالی ضرور نفع ہوگا. Then inshallah they will benefit tremendously. So this is the thing that when we want somebody's we want somebody to come online, then there are various ways of doing it. If we are in that position that they will listen to us and that respect also is there, then by all means we say it. But like if they don't have that respect, like for the wife, for example, you want her to change her life if she's not on deen, etc. But she hasn't got that respect. She knows your weaknesses also. You'll tell, many cases, you tell her one thing and she say, what about you? That time you did this, you said this, you do that always. She reminds you. So just bring them to the majlis all the time. Or ta'aleem of the ladies. And that is, we saw many, many ladies, they just go out in Jamaat, their lives change. They go for ta'aleem, their lives change. So that environment is important. So whichever environment of deen they will get, and where Allah's rahmat comes, where there is a deeni environment, malaika are present there, sakina descends there, and such an environment, then that will change their life very easily. And what is famous saying, that the stick won't break also, and the snake will die also. You won't have to hit with the stick so hard that the stick breaks, and the snake did not die. No benefit in that. Yeah, in this way, she won't be having that objection to you, etc. Otherwise, many you tell her something, she say that you're the only Maulana left in the world. You're the only Mufti, you're a very big Mufti, you know all the Masala. All this, then you have other problems again. So you just try and bring them to such gatherings, encourage them for that. Inshallah, a lot of change will come. In Kashkol-e-Marifat, Hazrat explains lot of virtues of the ulama, but there are other points also, the other side of the coin also, that we have to take cognizance of, we have to keep in mind. And where Hazrat had explained that everyone can be counted amongst those who are acquiring knowledge if we make our niyat. Juma bayan we hear, if we're listening with the niyat that I want to learn my deen, ta'aleem we sit in, we come for majlis, etc., anything. we will get we will be also counted amongst those who are acquiring the knowledge of Deen. Then we also have to see alamat maqbooliyat ahli ilm, the signs to see whether those people who are gathering this knowledge, whether they are accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not, the signs of it. Reality and fact is only known by Allah Ta'ala, but there are certain signs. Ahli ilm ki maqbooliyat ki alamat in hazraat ki. The acceptance of the people of knowledge, the signs of them are khashiyat, the fear of Allah Ta'ala. That they have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, we all made Maghrib namaz. Now that fear, is it accepted or not? Did we make a dua? Do we hope that, Ya Allah, you accept from us? Hope is there. But that fear, whether it's accepted or not, all the for everything, you whatever great work you do also, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, with this great work of Tabligh, which Allah made flourish in a very short while, then he told Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, I fear that it is istidraj, a miraj. It is just an imaginary thing, it's not in reality. So all that we are doing, whether it's our tahajjud, whether it's our rozas, nafil rozas, whether it's accepted by Allah or not, and also the fear that keeps us away from guna, that is also important. Or abdiyat, has humility come into us? Or has our knowledge brought pride into us? Or has it brought humility into us? Or fanayat, self-annihilation, that I am nothing whatsoever. Has it brought that into us? And the best person to mark this paper is the wife. And for what other people, it's very easy to speak of all these things and to act like that. But with the wife, then how do we behave, etc.? Or how do we shout, etc.? So all this, these are signs. On the other side, the other signs, the things that should not be in a person who is accepted by Allah, or takabbur, pride, pindar, also pride, thinking something of oneself, very great person, tahqirun nas, which comes so easily into a person, to look down upon people. And that person doesn't have to be in front of you also. The thought of that person came, and now you look down upon him. Now you're finding so many faults with that person. So this should not be there. If you are maqbool by Allah Ta'ala, then you won't be. These things won't be there. This pride in, and pride, everyone will say that I haven't got pride. But you have to have it tested. Like everyone is happy, I haven't got sugar, I haven't got cholesterol. But when you take the test, then you will know. So everyone, when the test comes, that is the time a person knows whether he's got pride or something. One person in Durban, one great alim, has passed away. So he asked that person, he's a bit mentally, a bit retarded. So I asked him, how was my bayan? He says, absolute rubbish. So at that time, how do you take it? When a person tells you that, you are expecting a person to tell you something else. And and that Maulana, mashallah, he was a real Allah wala, he himself should say this. This person told me like this. So that is when a person sees. Hazrat Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, a person should always write his sign of his letter, Nange Aslaf. I'm the worst, or I'm a person who brings a bad name on our pious predecessors, etc. When Hazrat met him one time, Hazrat told him, Kaise o Ghada. He should write also, Naachiz, that I am nothing. Naachiz, I am nothing. So, Hazrat told him, Kaise ho ghada, how are you donkey? So he became very angry and upset. Hazrat said, why should you get angry when you say yourself always you are nothing? From nothing I made you a donkey, so big I made you. You should be happy, not cross. You should be happy. So this comes out like that. The show is very easy. Allah save us all. And a person has to all the time cry to Allah, beg of Allah Ta'ala. Ihsas-e-bartari, that ego of a person, that I am somebody big. And we are expecting everyone to treat us also accordingly to that. Wherever we go in gatherings, everywhere people must show respect, must treat us like that. Jah or mal talabi, that you expect praise and you expect wealth everywhere. People must praise you, people must shower you with presents. Ahlullah ki du'aan aur sohbatu se ehraz. A person is not interested in the du'as of the pious people. And sitting in their company, he's not interested. He just keeps away, I don't have to go. What, I don't need this. And many people openly say, we don't need all this here. Or istighna, and that a person feels, I'm everything. I don't need anyone. I know everything. Alamat qasawat qalbi hai. All these things are signs of a person whose heart is hard. That his heart hasn't softened and he hasn't got the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, and that is a sign that knowledge has now come into a person. When the true knowledge comes into a person, these qualities come with them also, which Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali said so beautifully, that knowledge is that faith takes a person onto amal, that he starts making amal. And amal is that takes a person on the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. That you develop the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is in front. All the time you are worried. Is Allah happy with me? Unhappy with me? That even if a person thinks of the presence of Allah, very good quality, but that Allah is watching me, very good. But at the same time, he should be worried. Is Allah happy with me or unhappy with me? Then he reads these du'as, for example. وَلَكَ الْأُطْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I'll keep on begging you till you become happy with me. If we know the Arabic, very, very good. Otherwise in our language, oh Allah, I'll keep on begging you till you become happy with me. اللهم بحمدك انصرفت وبذنبي اعترفت. All this du'as are in munajat maqbool. Oh Allah, that I'm walking around doing my things is only by your fazal. And I totally admit my faults. I'm not fit for this at all. This that I'm driving in my car, I'm staying in my home, all this that I'm walking, going to masjid, my eyes are in order, this is in order, this is in order. Otherwise, a person goes for tests and he finds out many things are wrong with him. Blood pressure is too high, sugar is too high, cholesterol, this is not right, liver, kidneys are failing, this is happening, that is happening. Then a person gets worried that this we are still moving around, nothing but the first. And our sins are so much. Innumerable our sins. And the very fact that great, great people cry for their sins who are not in sin. And we who are in open, actual, clear sin, and we are not concerned. We don't make that tawbah, and we are not worried. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with the eyes of the heart, and Allah opens them up for us, inshallah. In this kitab we were reading Ma'arif Masnavi. We heard this instance many times of Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi. That when he gave up his kingdom, then like a pauper, a poor person, a person walking on the road like a beggar, he used to stay around like that, sewing his own clothes and that. So one time this poem came, the translation of which is, Wo Sultan apni gudri sita tha. He was sewing his little blanket. A king who used to get whatever he wanted, what kind of a blanket won't he get? Now, not somebody else, he himself is sewing it. And sitting there in the jungle, by the rubber bank or wherever. Ke achanak us jagah ek ameer aa pahuncha. When suddenly a worldly type of person came there. Badshah ko is haal mein dekar usko, is kore baatin ne unhe hakarat ki nazar se dekha. One person of dunya came and he saw the king in this condition, and if this person who saw him, he had nothing inside him to realize what a great man this. He couldn't recognize him. It's not that every person can recognize a wali of Allah Ta'ala also. A diamond, whether it's a genuine diamond or a fake diamond, everyone can't make it out. A person who is an expert in that field, he will know how to test it. Everyone can't test it. So to know who is a real Allah wala, who is not, it's not also everyone. So he did not recognize the great buzurg. Aur dil mein sochne laga ki ye kya himatat hai. And in his heart he thought, what great stupidity is in this. haft taqlim ki saltanat tark karke, after giving up a kingdom which is like of the seven continents, what a kingdom he has. Gada gharo ki gudri si rahe hai. And now like this ordinary beggars and people of the street, he's sewing his own little blanket, he's sewing it. Hazrat Sultan Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh ko bazariya kashf ilm hua. Allah Ta'ala informed Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah by kashf, Allah he put it in his heart. Ke ye shakht meri is gudri par khanda zan hai, that this person is having objection about me and that I'm sewing this blanket of mine. اس وقت آپ نے اپنی کرامت اور باطنی سلطنت کی شوکت کا اظہار فرمایا. At that time he showed what kingdom he has got inside, what he has got hidden in him, and what Allah has blessed him with, he displayed it. And this is also permissible for those people who have reached that position of ikhlas, for them to tell all their what their achievements is not wrong. Because they know that even if we talk about it, we're talking also for the sake of Allah. Which is a unanimous misala, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, those who are the true Ahlullah and who have reached perfection, their riya is better than the ikhlas of the murid who has just started still. What is riya? Yeah, it doesn't mean riya to show for people's sake. You show your amal, but also for Allah's sake. You show it for Allah ta'ala. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they wanted to assassinate him, he told, I bought beer, a ruma for the people, I did this service, I did that service. That is no riya whatsoever. He was reminding them, think, keep in mind. So, but this is not everyone's cup of tea, that everyone feels that I must speak about my achievement. Now, these people who have reached there and are above this year, they are above their nafs, for them it is permissible. So, he then made known what his position is. اظہار فرمایا تاکہ امیر کو اپنے گمان فاتح پر ندامت ہو. So that this worldly type of person will realize. مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ said that with this type of people who have got pride in dunya to come forward and should to act like you are also proud, that is the tawazu. To cut them down to size, that is tawazu for you. So these people, otherwise, they will disrespect the ulama, the pious people, what and what they will say, to treat them how according to their, how they give them the same medicine back. For such people, this is tawadu with such people. اور معلوم ہو جائے کہ حق تعالی سے تعلق کے بعد کیا نعمت حاصل ہوتی ہے. And so that he comes to understand that these people who are the true Allah wala, after contact with Allah, what great treasure they acquire. Don't think that your dunya, what you have got is something great. پس فوراً اپنی سوئی دریا میں پھینک دی. Immediately the needle that he was sewing with, he threw it into the river. اور بآواز بلند دعا فرما. And loudly he made دعا کہ اے اللہ میری سوئیں عطا فرما دی جاوے. Let my needle be given back to me, O Allah. سطح دریا پر فوراً 100,000 مچھلیاں نمودار ہو گئے. Immediately on the surface of the river 100,000 fishes came up. جن کے لبوں پر ایک سونے کی سوئی تھی. In whose lips there was a golden needle. They came up and Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah, what an authentic, reliable person. He says 100,000 needles, golden needles were presented to Maulana immediately. In machliyan ne darya se apne siron ko nikal kar arz kiya. Those fish took out their heads from the water and they said, اے شیخ اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے آپ یہ سوئیاں قبول فرمائے. او شیخ, from Allah's side you accept all these needles. 100,000 golden needles. What the value materially also, what its value will be. جب اس امیر نے یہ کرامت دیکھی, when that worldly person, when the wealthy person saw this karamat which Allah had made known at the hands of Ibrahim ibn Adham, to اپنے فاسد خیالات پر, then the evil thoughts that he had, اور اپنی بے خبری پر, and his ignorance that he was involved in, سخ نادم ہوا. He became very sorrowful that I have harbored this evil thought, and also that I was so ignorant. I didn't know. I thought I know a lot, but I didn't realize how ignorant I was. اور شرمندگی و ندامت سے ایک آہ کھینچی. And in his sorrow, in his sorrowness, and his he realizing his mistake, he took a deep sigh. اور کہنے لگا, and he said, افسوس کہ مچھلیہ اس شیخ کامل کے مقام سے آگاہ ہے. It's a what a pity that the fish know the position of this شیخ کامل, that what a great person he is. اور میں انسان ہو کر نا واقف ہوں. And me being a human being, I don't know what is the position of this great shaykh. میں بدبخت اور اس دولت سے محروم ہوں. I'm so evil and I am deprived of this great treasure of even just knowing the position of such great people. اور مچھلیاں اس معرفت سے سعید و نیک بخت ہے. And the fish, they are honorable and they are pious that they know the position. یہ خیال کر کے اس امیر پر گریہ طاری ہو گیا. When he thought this, he started crying himself. That where am I? What I thought? This is when the eyes were still, when the eyes are blind. And a person thinks he knows too much and everything. But when he comes to know reality, then he realizes. دیر تک روتا رہا اور اس گریہ ندامت اور شیخ کامل کی تھوڑی سی دیر کی صحبت کی برکت سے. Now he started, carried on crying, and for a while he cried, and the company of this sheikh, this is the company of such Allah wala, this little while that company, us ameer ki kaya palat gayi, his life also changed now, and he also became a different person, aur Allah ta'ala ki muhabbat dil mein paida ho gayi, and the love of Allah ta'ala found place in his heart also. May Allah make us all also such that the love of Allah enters our heart. For that also, continuous dua. And when we go, like any majlis, any place of deen, with this hope or with this intention also, that Ya Allah, bless us with your love. Make us jazb, pull us towards you, like a magnet pulls. Oh Allah, you pull us. We want you, we must get pulled towards you. And you make our hearts turn and incline towards you. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these realities.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا ہے رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے ننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی, وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے, جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے, ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی عظمت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو, غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو, نشہ عشق الہی یارو نشہ عشق الہی یارو چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كل دكة وجلة سرا وعلانية صغيرا كان وكبيرا أمدا كان وناسيا. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت ولي ومولاها. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم نسألك رضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النذر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك، ونعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مذلة. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا واغفر موتانا. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة العين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.